Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. So happy that you guys came along to listen. So I just want you to listen to some music right quick, and then I'm gonna come back and talk to you. I hope everyone had an awesome week, and I hope everyone is following their goals. And yeah, I just want everyone to do everything that you can to reach your goals, because it's really, really, really important that we all reach our goals and get to another stage in life. But of course, I got to play a song. I'm going to play some new music by Sierra. Been waiting on her to come out, so I hope all you guys like it, and I hope you.
I bet you start loving me. You never start loving someone else. Somebody better than you. I bet you start needing me. Soon as you see me with someone else. Somebody other than you. One bone yesterday.
Yeah.
Not me.
No.
Can't get that over me.
Can't get it over.
Not me.
No, not me.
I love you, but I won't be a fool for you.
Call me a fool.
That is just something that I wouldn't do, babe.
No, never.
I mean, I would say if you could tell the truth.
Be honest.
But you can't. No matter how much time I have. Is that your bitch over there?
Your bitch over there.
Giving me the ugly shit.
That.
The one with the silicone ass.
That one right there.
And the Brazilian hair.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna respect me, no, till I'm not there.
I'm gone.
See, I got you comfortable, now you ain't really scared. And I can find someone to do it too, baby. You acting like you upgraded me. I upgraded you. You and me back to weekend Paris. I put you on to the new. But you took advantage, or you took advantage, or you took advantage. I cannot understand, I cannot understand, I cannot understand. I thought you'd always be there for me. Yeah, yeah. But you ask me if I knew better now. Hell yeah. You can keep that bitch over there.
Your bitch over there.
Giving me the ugly shit.
That.
The one with the silicone ass. Take the keys, all the way 100. You won't get it too.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. But you're listening to Black Bombshell Radio. Like I said, I'd like to thank everyone once again for tuning in to rocking with us, because I know you don't have to, you don't have to listen to us. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to. So I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to Black Bombshell Radio, and I hope everyone is having an awesome week. You know, it was January 18th, almost February 1st. Time flying back so fast, already 18 days into the new year, and I hope everyone is having an awesome year so far. If you're not, you know, just pray about it and just put all your problems into God's hands. You know, some stuff you can't stress yourself out about, and some stuff you can't fix it, some stuff you can't, but, you know, you have to just leave some stuff alone and let some stuff be, and try to be a better person for yourself and for you and your kids, if you have any, and your family and stuff. That's what it's about. So, I just want everyone to be, you know, a better you, to be a happier you. And I hope everyone is having, you know, an awesome time. I'm going to have a special guest coming up. Hopefully, he'll be on today. His name is Jackson. He's international, so last time I talked to him a while ago, he was, like, in France, so that's where he's at, overseas playing basketball. He's also an author, you know, he wrote, you know, so I hopefully he's coming on the show today. You can also talk to us about different, you know, about his life, you know, being overseas and stuff in his career, you know, where his life is taking him. But I'm going to talk to you today about stuff that's going on in the world. This last call, what to talk about, because we don't talk about some of everything, so it's time to switch it up and do something different. Trying to do a whole bunch of different stuff, really trying to get Black Bombshell Radio out there in the opening. You know, like, I love this radio show, and a lot, and some people do support me. That's the people that I want to support me with, some people do, and I'm just trying to get my radio show out there. Going to give it, you know, trying to, you know, do something different and talk about different stuff. This radio show is basically was put for Chicago, artists in Chicago, local Chicago talent. Yeah, I get, you know, a lot of people, but it's not, you'd be surprised, it's not really from Chicago. Probably got a few Chicago artists, but it's a lot of Chicago artists that's in Chicago, and I wish that they, you know, rock with me or send me their music, you know, or come on here and do shows. But, you know, I don't care. I support everybody. My time coming, and Black Bombshell Radio is going to be hot and everywhere, just like how nice do I want to support that. I just got to, you know, keep putting my effort forward, and sometimes, yes, I get discouraged just like anything, but it's hard trying to build a business out here, trying to get somebody to promote you and everything. It's a cold world because nobody's going to hold your hand and show you the ropes unless you just run across that person that to do it for you, know that it helps you. But in the end, you want to do it for yourself so you can say, yeah, I did that. I built that. That's my hard work and time and money that I put into that. But also, it's nice to have someone that supports you and someone, that has your back. So it's really nice. But I just want to talk about, you know, different things that's going on in the world. We know that it's still, you know, a lot of stuff going on, and people trying to you know, make it out here. But I want to talk about one issue that just happened in Chicago. And, you know, it's kind of good, But we all know that it's for the camp. If you live in Chicago, even if you don't live in Chicago, and you know you focus on politics, you know, most of us, I won't say all, but majority maybe, African American people, don't vote. And it's really, really important to vote. I know we all say, I say, you know, what is the purpose of us voting when it comes down to it? It affects us, but not in the good way. You know, we see all this stuff happening, and we vote and stuff for what? Just for them, you know, to close our schools and tear down our neighborhoods and stuff. Not saying that all government and stuff is bad, but some of it's good, some of it's bad. So it's important that we have to sometimes just focus on what's going on, and sometimes we have to understand that, you know, something is for us, and some things are bad, but at the end of the day, we have to get out there and vote, because if we don't vote, we always say, you know, that they not for us. They not, you know, for us, but how can we say that they're not for us when we're not getting out there voting, when we're not doing our research? We can't depend on the news and stuff to sit up and say, oh, well, you know, this group of people is going to vote for him or whatever. Like, I ain't going to lie. I really never, when Obama got in office, like, I knew who he was because of my mom and everything. But I just was, like, happy with the fact that he was an African-American president. Like, we're going to have an African-American president. Like, real big. Like, that was, like, a moment that I got to witness that. You know, people in this world, people in this world get to see. And it's like, that was just like amazing to me. And it was a big deal to me because that was my first vote. And I was really happy, you know, that I did that, you know, and I was happy, but I can't tell you really, you know, like, I know Obama, like, from Chicago, you know, he was born in Hawaii, but, like, really, really tell you, like, what he was, like, running for and all that stuff. It's like, I really didn't pay attention. And then I noticed, and even was voting for him for the second time, I knew a couple of, you know, things of what he did, but not really. But I can say Obama is doing a good job, a damn good job. We're cleaning up the mess that we've had for about 10 years. So a lot of people say that he's not, but he is. You might not see it, but at the end of the day, being a president of the United States of America, 50 states, and everybody has problems on the city level, state level, and federal level. That's a lot for one man to do when you have a whole House of Representatives that's Republican that's going against you, and you can have nobody, you know, to have your back but a couple of people. So he's doing a lot, trying to do a lot, but most of the stuff is getting knocked down. He's cleaning up a lot of stuff. Do you see how low gas is in the United States, in Chicago alone? A lot of people say, oh, well, that's not him, you know, but it is, because he's doing a lot of stuff. He's helping a lot of people. He's getting a lot of stuff done that some of these other people couldn't get done. So it's like, we knock Obama and we, you know, but it's like, and it's crazy because I hear this coming from African American people. I had people feel because he African American, you know, he just supposed to go up in there, you know, write everybody a check and, you know, do everything for us. But at the end of the day, we got to do this stuff for ourselves. We have to do this stuff for ourselves. You can't see, I know some people look out for their people, but it's like Obama did help us, and we can't knock him. And the reason I'm talking about this is because we're talking about the elections that's coming up in Chicago. We got a lot of mayor elections coming up. And I recently posted on my Facebook page about Rahm Emanuel passing a bill for students. If you attend a Chicago public school or you're a graduate and your GPA is 3.0 grade point average, they will pay for you to go to school. All the City College, Harold Washington, Malcolm X, King, King, Daley, Truman, Bull, forgetting a couple, right? I'm forgetting. It's another one. I'm forgetting one. I can't really think of the name of it. But they're going to pay for you to go to school. And I brought that up because a lot of people was asking about it, and I posted up there, and they were like, oh, yeah. But, you know, you got to have 3.0 grade point average. Have to be a graduate school. So, you know, that's really good for Chicago public schools. But, I mean, that's really good for Chicago public students. So I want everybody that got a 3.0 or better to go take advantage of that program before it goes away. I know a lot of people really want, some people really want to go to college, but they don't have to fund it. So now you have a way to go to college where there's really no excuse why you can't go to school. You know, we have to do something better for ourselves, better for our community, and help our kids out. Regardless of the fact that whatever our mayor do, we know that he, you know, done a lot of stuff that we don't like. But he's doing something for us, and he's giving us, our kids, a chance to go to school for free. So we need to take advantage of that because that's really important. Going to college is really important, and it's a wonderful thing. Like, I completed 4 years of college. I got my associate, and I got my bachelor's. I would have never thought that I would have finished school. And when I finished, it was like a big relief. Like, oh, my God, I completed college. Like, I have a bachelor's degree. I have an associate degree. I did that. No matter what happens or what happens to me, I got a degree. I got this piece of paper that I pay all this money for, and can't nobody take that away from me. So that's a wonderful feeling. I know college is not for everybody, and, well, that's what everybody say. But I dropped out of high school. To drop out of high school and complete college, like, that's a miracle. Like, I know a lot of people was like, a lot of people told me, like, dude, what you going to college for? You couldn't even, you know, finish high school. I know, but I did it for me and for my baby. And especially if you got kids, that's really, really important. If you have kids, I don't care what nobody says, you need to go to college because you're going to want them to go to college, and you're going to want to make something of themselves. I want my baby, I know he might not want to go to college, but I want him to go to college, and I want him to see. Maybe it's not for you. Maybe you want to take up the trade. Maybe you want to do something different. But at the end of the day, you need a degree. You don't want to be that person that been working on a job for 10 years, you know, making all the company money, and then somebody from out of, you know, straight out of college, you know, 24, 25, come and take your job. Why? Because they have a degree. You train them, and now they taking your job. But you've been there 10 years, but you can't move up because you don't got a degree. I see it happen all the time. You don't want to be that person, even if you don't do nothing with your degree. I don't know what I'm going to do with my degree, but I know I got it. I ain't never got to go back to school. Now I can move on and go get my master's if I want to, if I choose to do that, because that's your choice. But at the end of the day, going to college is important, and I'm so happy that he passed this law and that everybody came together for this, because this is important. Because we all know when we graduate, you know, from Chicago Public School, most of us go to city colleges because that's, you know, that's what we can afford. But now you could go to the city of, you know, you could go to these city colleges on the city dam, which is good, as long as you have a 3.0 or higher. So to everybody that want to go to college, you know, if you're still in high school or whatever, that should be your aim to do. So I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and walking with me and listening to my opinions and stuff, because I really feel some of this stuff a lot of people don't know. Because when I posted on my Facebook, a lot of people like, really? A lot of people don't know. I know a lot of people don't watch the news, but I want to tell y'all, you know, information that's going to help y'all and benefit y'all. I'm so happy that the city of Chicago got this program, because it is other city and state that have this program also. But Chicago finally got it, and that's so wonderful that, you know, that they're doing something for our kids. So, you know, it's really like we have to help ourselves. We complain so much about the violence and everything going on in the city of Chicago, but we have to help ourselves. We have to help our kids and help our community, because we live in these areas where there are violence. So if we study, you know, walking around not saying nothing and not complaining is going to keep happening. So we have to do something first. And once we do something, the people that live in the violence and stuff, then, you know, it'll get better. But we can't ask people that don't live here, you know, to help us. We have to help ourselves. And city of Chicago is not the only place where it's violence. I know it's real bad out here and everything, but it's other cities, you know, too. But they're trying to give our kids a chance, and they're trying to help them. So we have to do what we need to do to make sure that they stay on the right track and help them. But I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I'm going to bring all my guests, and I hope you guys tune in, and I hope you like them. Hello? Hi.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing today?
It's 4:30 a.m., so I'm up talking to you.
Okay, that's what I was just going to ask you. Are you still a friend?
Yes.
For what time do you see it there?
4:27 a.m.
Okay, I'm going to make this quick so you can go back to sleep.
it's all good. It's all good. Is there any way, like, to listen?
Huh?
I said, is there any way to listen, like, while it's going on, the show is going on?
No.
Okay.
Well, somebody else can listen, but...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They can listen on the computer. They go to Blog Talk Radio, and they type in Black Bone Show Radio, and then it'll say show is live.
Okay. Cool. Cool. Okay.
But thank you so much for doing this interview. I've been trying to get you on the show forever. I know I had. There was so much going on, but I thank you for getting up at 4:30 in the morning, being on the show with us. So thank you. And I just want you to introduce yourself.
Okay. That's no problem. You want me to go now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my name is Earl Jackson. 26 years old, from Temple Hills, Maryland. I went to Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte, North Carolina, where I majored in computer science and information systems. I'm now currently in Beaujolais, France, playing basketball. And I wrote one book so far, Spirit of Perseverance, where it talks about my adversity through high school and college to becoming a professional basketball player. And later on this year, in April of 2015, I will be releasing my second book, 365 Ways to Get Through 365 Days.
Mm-hmm. So did you, before you went overseas to play basketball, did you play here?
I played
for the NBA, rather. Did you play for the NBA before you
got it? Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't play in the NBA. I wasn't, you know, selected or drafted or anything like that. I was kind of a tough road for me to get overseas. I did play on a couple semi-pro teams in the U.S., the Bay Area Shuckers in Maryland. But it's a tough road to get overseas, and it's even tougher to get, you know, to the NBA, but I haven't played in the NBA. That is my ultimate dream, but I haven't got there yet.
You're going to get there. Don't get there. So you play good overseas, so you'll get a citizenship.
Yeah.
Just have to keep working. So, like, over there in France and stuff, you do, like, a lot of mentoring, like, the youth and stuff.
Well, I don't mentor here in France, but I do have players that are younger than me in the U.S. that I do some talking to and mentoring to, and I have a couple of other guys that also play professionally outside of the U.S. that we keep a close in contact with, that we, you know, we mentor each other.
So do you travel back and forth from, like, from France to the U.S. often, or are you just stay there?
Well, the season is about 10 months, depending on if your team makes the playoffs. I do get to come home in December for this week. This past December, I was home for, I think, 11 or 12 days or something like that. And come back out here to finish up the second half of the season. And the season ends in April. But like I said, if we go to the playoffs, it'll end in May or early June. And I have about a 2 or 3 month break at home, you know, to enjoy family and friends. And then it's back out in August to head back to work.
So are you out there by yourself? I know you're not out there by yourself, but, like, do you have, like, any of your close, like, family with you?
Unfortunately, I don't have any family with me. But last year when I was in France, I did have family come visit me and, you know, hang out and get to enjoy Paris with me. But, no, I don't have any family out here with me. Well, my cousin, actually, he was out here. He played on a team, and he ended up coming to stay with me for a while. And he's now in Spain, but I don't have anyone, like, out here as far as a wife or girlfriend, any kids or anything like that, no.
Gotta get you a girlfriend.
I'm working on that. I'm working on that, but it's tough, you know, being all these miles away from home. And as you can see, the time difference with it being 4:30 in the morning now, so... But I do have someone in mind that I'm working with now. So.
Okay. Well, you're a nice young man, looking young man. You're so educated. So I'm sure that she would be happy to be your girlfriend.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yes. Just, you know, got to get used to the traveling and stuff in the past. Yes, I didn't know it was that late over there. I knew it was late, but I know the time difference is, like, totally off. So we finna go to sleep. We finna y'all for get up for the morning.
Yeah, we great get up. But for me, it's not bad because I spend, like, this time I'll be talking to my family, or this is when I really get my ideas about writing. So I'm used to being up, I guess early at this time. When I started writing my first book, I would stay up as late as 8 in the morning, you know, and write and practice. I would have, I guess, my first practice would be at, like, around 12 or 2. So I would get a couple of hours of sleep in and then go to practice. But I'm really used to staying up at this time of night or this time of morning.
Oh, okay. So what inspires you to write your book, the first book?
What inspired me, I'll tell you how I started. My friend, he played in Iceland last year, and we decided, we talked all the time about what we went through in college and what we went through to get to where we were at that point in life, and we would talk about it every day, and we wanted to find another way, you know, to I guess, leave our mark on humanity in the world. And I came on one day, I said, yo, let's write a book. Like, that's you know, that's something that's monumental. That can, when we leave, that'll still be here. So we, you know, in 5 months, he wrote his book, I wrote my book, and now it's about motivation. It's about telling that young kid that he can do it, you know, because everyone needs the extra push. Even with me trying to become a motivational speaker, you know, outside of basketball, I still need that push, and I have people in my corner that gives me that push. So I just want to be that person that you can look to, you know, for motivation.
Okay. So your the second book, is it totally different from the first one, or is it like a spinoff from that?
I guess you can say it can be a spinoff, but it's a totally different book, if you catch my drift. Like, my second book is straight motivational quotes, you know. So my first book is about motivation. It's about my journey. It's about motivating people to believe that they can do whatever it is that they want to do. My second book is not a part of a sequel. It's straight motivational quotes. It's a quote for each day, you know, of the year that'll help you get through whatever you're going through that day. So it's kind of a spinoff, but it's totally opposite at the same time.
Okay. So it's like, you know, something you use and that other people could use to, you know, get through that day and get through this year.
Yes, that's definitely what it's for. It's like a daily devotional, you know, all positive, you know, it's very uplifting. I'm excited for it to come out in April.
Okay, it comes out in April. It's going to be sold on Amazon as well, too.
Yes, it will be on Amazon, and I will have a book signing. But at first, we're going to do a tour. Me and two other guys, we're going to do a motivational speaking tour. And, you know, my books will be sold there during the tour. So, but it will be released in April and on Amazon.
Are y'all coming to Chicago?
If we can set it up to come to Chicago, we would love to come to Chicago, but we have no real contacts with, you know, in Chicago. But if, you know, if funding would allow us to come to Chicago, we most definitely would love to come and speak in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because we need a lot of motivational speakers to sell for the youth. That's what they need. That's what they miss. A lot of people with all the stuff that goes on in Chicago, and I'm sure, you know, other cities and states with their violence, a lot of people turn their back on the youth, and they feel that they should know stuff because, you know, they should know. But you never know why somebody doing violence or somebody just reacting that way. You never know why somebody's selling drugs and stuff. So you have to, you know, you can't say that, oh, they know that they shouldn't be doing that, but you never know. I know a lot of people, you know, not saying that it's right to sell drugs, but they got brothers and sisters and kids at home that's hungry. They can't get a job because they got felonies. So it's like, they don't know what else to do. Turn their back on the youth when they need, you know, they need to help them, or they feel like that's not their child. So, you know, I'm not gonna help them. But I'm like, even though I have my son, I'm like, I don't want to be like that because my son's good now. But what if he go down the wrong path? I would want somebody, you know, there to help him.
Yeah, to guide him.
To help him because, you know, he's never gonna listen to their parents, but somebody could tell them the same thing that their mom and dad been telling them forever, and it'll finally click in their heads, you know.
It'll sink in,
So it's good to have people, and we need a lot of more, you know, young men, you know, men to help these kids, you know. Most of these kids, they got their mom, but, you know, they looking for that, you know, a dad or a role model or something, and they don't have nobody but each other, so they trying to learn from each other, and they don't know what to do. So it's nice to have, you know, a lot of men out here mentoring the young guys, you know, showing them the ropes and showing them what they can be, you know, because everybody want that lifestyle and stuff, but it's like you got to go a different way. You can't just do this. You know, you can't just, even though you're a basketball player, but, you know, you never know. You got something else to fall back on. You know, you are artist and everything, so you have to have other plans as well.
Other plans, yeah.
Just trying to, you know, do that, because you never know where life will take you, so it's good to have, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely true. You just never know. I was just talking to a friend before I called you that, you know, if it wasn't for basketball, I wouldn't have written a book. You know, I could never see myself writing a book. For me, to be honest, I don't even like to read. I know people always tell me I shouldn't say that, but what good would it be if I don't tell the truth? Like, I really don't like to read, but if you ask me to sit down here.
I agree with you 100%. If it has nothing to do with my schoolwork or my radio show, and it, like, really interests me, I can't do it, like, to be, like, it got to, like, really, really, like, it got to be something, like, I really, really, really.
Something
like,
really good, yeah. That's be something good.
Business stuff all day, like, business, I would read about that, but tell me that, like, I'm like, no, I don't think I should do that. I'm not that type of person that just, like, love, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, that just love reading. They got their books. They got about, like, 200 books on there. They just love reading.
Yeah, I can't. Nope, ain't do it.
I can listen to music like that. I listen to music all day, but still need to read a book? No, I can't
do it.
Where you coming from.
Yeah.
But you wrote one book and you have one book out, so. You gotta like, now, I'm sure, now, you like reading, or you still don't like reading?
I honestly still don't like reading. Like, I've started, as soon as yesterday, is writing another book, because I don't like reading so much, I just continuously write. I guess it's crazy, but I have two other books that I'm working on, but I'm really not pushing the pace, because I want to get my second book out there, and this summer I plan on really pushing my first and second book and really just really pushing those. But I have started on my third and fourth projects as far as writing.
So you're more of a writer? And
yeah, I'm definitely a writer. I'm definitely more of a writer. And this wasn't always something that I like to do, but as far as, you know, being an overseas basketball player, it's, you have free time. Like, I have free time that the normal person doesn't have. So instead of playing video games all the time or on the social networks, you know, I put my time into use wisely. And I try to use these social networks as outlets to reach people.
You can reach so, so, so many people on social networks, on social media. And I, like, love social media, because if it wasn't for social media, I wouldn't have my radio show. And I would know you and the other guests that come on here. So it's like,
yeah.
Media is the way of connecting, like, with people. You can talk to anybody you want to. Like, social media, they made, you know, everybody got their own, you know, business going on. So.
Yep, man. Social media is a way to, you know, to really push your brand and your product or whatever you're good at. And a lot of people don't use it for the right reasons. You see people always posting up what they're doing and all that. And there's nothing wrong with doing it every now and then. But social media is free publicity. And I think that we need to wake up and use it for, you know, use it and not let it use us and not let it consume us.
Mhm. Yes, because you could, like, I noticed that, because I'm like, oh, I got my radio show, and I noticed, like, a lot of people, you know, they listen, I'm like, who wants for, you know, posting pictures or everything? Like, yeah, I could post 1,000 pictures of how I look, but it's like, I'm trying to get my business out there, so the only way I'm going to get my business out there, I got to tell somebody, so what else way I could do it? You go on Facebook, you can start a page, you can have, you know, there's so many apps where you can do it yourself. You can start your own business. I would have never started no radio show if I wouldn't have, you know, never looked online and see, like, oh, I could start a radio show. Oh, I could share all my stuff that I'm doing on my radio show on my Facebook, my business.
You
to have everything through your phone, and you ain't even got to pay all this money, you know, to go get a store or to do this. I know so many people, you know, they got boutiques. They making money, but what they boutique on Instagram. I know a lot of people, you know, they not, they like, oh, well, they got a boutique on Instagram. I ain't going, but they making money, and you not. So it's like, even though they ain't got no store, we're learning, like, we're getting my business and learning about business. People that have stores online, they save so much money and, like, not renting, not having to pay nobody for rent, not having to do inventory or anything. You got somebody else doing everything for you. All you have to do is just have your online thing. And there's so many people, you know, out there making money and everything. The same thing with music. I know, like, I mostly, you know, have, like, a lot of artists on here. And I know a lot of artists, they got mixtapes off of just, because they got so many, you know, apps where you can release your music, your mixtape. You can do your own music video. You know, they could, you know, sign a contract, but why not? I know a girl that raps, and she's traveling the world right now, meeting a whole bunch of famous people. She ain't got no, you know, no record deal. It's all money and stuff that she put in, too. So it's like, she's like, why would I sign a record deal? I'm making money now. They're going to, you know, if you sign a record deal, half of that money that you make is yours anyway. So it's like.
Yeah,
that's social media. Social media, yeah. So it's like, you know, even though it keeps you in touch with other people, I just, you know, some people, I don't know, if you see, like, a dream or a goal, just like with your books, you know, you see it, you could, you know, with Amazon and everything, you know, it makes, you know, people selling books and everything so easy, publishing your work and everything just easier, because there won't be a lot of people, I know a lot of people out here, you know, writing books and everything. If we didn't have technology, because everything would be so hard and stuff. But it's like, you meet that one person, you know, that it helps you and show you what you need to do. So it's good to have those people.
Yeah. Well, you honestly, like, you know, with this radio show, like, you kind of just inspired me, like, to, you know, well, why not try to, you know, do the radio show thing? Like, I'm not no radio personnel or no host like that, but that could be another outlet to, you know, push motivation. Because everybody, a lot of people hate going to work on Mondays. I can make a show and, or try to make a show and, you know, just motivate on Mondays.
Motivation Monday. Which I never understand why people hate going on Monday, but they'd be just so okay with Tuesday. It's just crazy to me. I don't know. Because, like, as soon as tomorrow hit, you're going to go online and be like, oh, I got to go work on Monday. But I don't know. It just be like another day. The weekend, but everybody, you know, the weekend passed by so quick because it's Sunday already.
Yeah.
But the week dragged. But that's how it's been forever. But it's just like one of them days that Monday is just like that day, like you just not want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of people do hate Mondays. But yeah, you should do your radio show, do motivational speaking. Or you could just, like, go travel the world and you could do speaking. And you, like, on your break from basketball and all that stuff.
That's definitely in my plan with traveling, doing motivational speaking. Like I said, right now we're trying to lock in three cities, Washington, D.C., Toledo, Ohio, and Charlotte, North Carolina, you know, for the tour. But if you have connects in Chicago and we could make something work, like, we would definitely, you know, try to make it out to Chicago. But this would be our first year with the tour, and every year we want to expand. We want to eventually travel around the world to spread motivation, because a lot of negative stuff is being put out into the atmosphere and put on the radio and news and all that. It's time to, you know, put some positivity out there. Give people some hope.
Yeah. And that's a problem. That's why I don't watch the news. I'm going to be like, well, you see what happened? Nope. That's the whole purpose.
Yeah, I don't watch it either.
I don't watch the news because it's so depressing. It's just just be like, oh, like, dang, I don't watch the news for weather. I know what time they're going to show the weather, and that's it when they show the weather.
I don't even look at it for the weather. I have an application on my phone, and it's crazy because people hit me up when the thing happened in Paris, what, last week or 2 weeks ago. I was like, why is everybody checking on me? I'm fine. Like, I don't even know what happened. Everybody's like, well, you didn't see the shooting. I was like, man, I don't watch no news.
Oh, yeah, because you was over there. Now, I did watch that because it was like negative 14, like, for that whole week that happened, and I ain't had nothing else to do, so I was watching it. And I'm just like, I watched the whole thing, and I'm just like, they had, like, live on the news of them, like, well, when they had the it's around it, and they had, like, took the people hostage, they had on the news of them shooting people, and I was like, I can't believe, like, this happening in Paris, like, oh, my God, like, I was just, like, so shocked because, like, I'm so used to, like, so much life happening in other places, but I'm just like, Paris? Like, Paris is like a place for love. Like, why would somebody, you know, do something like that? That just was like, I couldn't believe it. And that's why I always feel like everybody's so ready, you know, to leave Chicago and to go to other places, but I'd be like, it don't matter. Whatever experiment they're doing, somebody can do whatever they want. It don't matter. Yeah. You know, violence is everywhere, and if people want to, you know, imitate people and take over the world, they going to do it. Because I wouldn't never know. And I'm sure the people that live in Paris feel the same way because, you know, they like nothing ever happens in Paris and it's so peaceful and all this stuff. And they just was like so surprised.
Yeah, it's very peaceful. But I talked to my father about the situation. And you, even though you have a freedom of speech, you can't mock nobody's religion. That's just like me continuously talk about someone's mother and expect them not to do nothing. Eventually, that person, whether he's a punk or not, eventually he's going to get tired of you saying something, and he's going to do something to you. So you can push a button, but it's on you to push it so many times, you're going to have to deal with the consequences.
And I understand people, you know, say free, but I think people, you know, well, like, I have my own blog. I think, like, people that's like paparazzis and journalists that have magazines, I think they at the end of the day, they forget that you talking about this person, this celebrity or whatever, that at the end of the day, they're humans just like you. They get feelings just like you. Because I just was, you know, like I'll be watching like a lot of videos. Well, I watch TMZ a lot. And then, you know, if you watch like reality shows and all that stuff, they be really, like, hard, like, and they be really heartbroken with the stuff that be, you know, in the tabloids and everything. And they be like, oh, my God, this is not true. Some celebrities be really depressed about that. And some regular people, even, you know, people forget that they are human because you have to put yourself in their shoes. What if that was you all over People and all over all these magazines and all over the news and somebody was talking down about you? And your family, your religion, or whatever, you will be hurt. You won't know what to do because you got so many people saying it's true, but you're the only one that knows the truth. You're the only one that knows that it's false. But everybody saying that, no, that's true. You did this, you did that. You will be like, really? Like, oh my God, you will be so hurt. So that's why you got to, like, you know, think about, you know, what to say about people. I know we got freedom of speech. But we use freedom of speech in the wrong way because freedom of speech, it could be used in a totally different way to help people. But as soon as you look on the news, it ain't nothing bad on there. So it's like, what is the purpose of freedom of speech? If all we're going to do is mock people and, you know, talk about stuff and stuff like that. So it's like, I understand what they were saying, but you got to look at it the other way. People on the other side that actually believe, because I know, like, you know, even though, like, my mom, you know, like, when you talk about, like, Christianity and being Baptist and stuff, they still get a little defensive. And you be like, dang, what you getting defensive for? I'm just saying this. Like, I was talking to my grandma about, you know, going to church, and I'm like, I ain't got to go to church. She's like, oh, you need to go to church then. She just snapped on me, and I was like, okay, I just left it alone, like, so it's like people still, you know, but they just, you know, that situation, they just feel like, I understand that they shouldn't deal with their needs, but like you said, so you were saying, like, the first people take it the total, like, wrong way. And I know that's just so hurtful for some people that, you know, families and stuff, and people that got killed in that situation, I understand that, but people that's on the, you know, that's journalists and that does blog, they have to understand that people are in this too, and people get emotional, and everything we're talking about them, so.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're okay, and I'm glad everybody that's over there in Paris is okay, and they nothing happened, you know. You or your family or anybody that you know over there. Because that's just really, really, that's so sad.
Yeah, that's a tough situation.
Yeah. But I feel you on, like, you know, not watching the news and everything. Because the news, I don't know how the news is out there, but I know out here, Chicago and stuff like that, they put nothing, you know. Some stuff be positive, but it's like, I, like, you know, I started my radio show, so, you know, to meet people like you and to meet artists and stuff, and if I never started my radio station, I wouldn't even know, you know, half of these people in this world is it. So it's good, you know, to start stuff, you know, to help people and to motivate people. Like, I like talking to people and, you know, telling people what I know just so maybe you might not do, you know, what I want you to do, but, you know, you might be like, oh, yeah, I remember her telling me that. So it's good to motivate people when you feel good. At least if you have one person out of this world, that'll be so fine. That'll be
yeah.
So when you started playing basketball, what age was you?
I started at the age of 4 playing basketball. At the age of 4.
Playing basketball at 4 years old?
Yep. Playing basketball at 4, but organized probably was around 6, like playing for a team, 6 or 7, playing for a team. But I started playing basketball. I remember my mother telling me this. I started at the age of 4.
So you was like, yeah, I guess. So you've been playing basketball ever since then. So that's
just good. The love, it's just a love, like, it's a love. That's the only way to explain it.
I'm trying to get my baby to stick to one sport. He don't know what he want to do, and he's 4. And he's been playing sports since he was, like, 2. He done went from tennis to baseball. And then he said, now he don't want to do that. Then he want to do music. Now he don't want to do music. He want to be a chef. But then for Christmas, I just got him, you know, like, if you have been to Chuck E. Cheese, they got that, like, big old 2-3-pointer thing, and they got the balls and everything. I bought him one of them. So now he's like, oh, I want to play basketball. I want to get on the basketball team. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to put you in basketball. My mom was like, he's just going to keep trying. I'm like, he's just going to keep trying this man. He don't know what he want to do. I'm like, I don't know. I'm
just
like,
let him roam around. Just let him find himself. He'll find
him. I'm like, I want him to play sports, but then I want him to be like, you know, have his, like, because I know a lot of people that, like, they, it's like betting that they're going to go to the NBA, and I keep telling them, like, you know, it's like a really, really hard chance of you going, and I just don't want my baby. I know his dream's going to get crushed one day, but I just don't want him to be, like, you know, hoping, you know, because I know a lot of people that, you know, they betting on it, and they ain't got nothing. Just, I'm like, you got to do something else, you know, just in case you might not make it. But I'm like, I guess he's going to play basketball since I bought him that. He was like, oh, I want to play. And he was like, I'm going to get on the team. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go fast some little after-school team so he can get on there. And then I was like, okay, we're going to keep practicing. So every day when we come in, I let him play. He's getting a little good. Like, he want to do that now. So I'm like, now he's focused on basketball. I done bought this boy, like, so much tennis stuff, baseball stuff, stuff that I can't do nothing with. We got, like, 200 tennis balls. What am I supposed to do with that?
Well, with tennis balls, you let them dribble the tennis balls. You let them do that. That works on his ball handling. So the tennis balls, you can keep those. Just let them dribble that around the house.
Yeah, he be playing. He got so much stuff. Mom's like, because I don't know. I'm like that type of parent. Like when my baby say, like, oh, I want to play this, I'm going to get everything. And mom's like, you have to stop doing that. And I was like, yeah. I know. That's why I got that basketball thing. I'm like, okay, my baby wants to play basketball. He's going to do it. So I got him this basketball thing. I'm like, after this, he better not change his mind about nothing else. He better stick to one of these sports. Because I'm like, oh, my God. I can't believe it. Like, yeah. But that's good. You've been playing basketball since you were four, so you in there. So what age did you get drafted to go overseas?
Well, You don't get drafted to go overseas. What you do is, if you're really good, like you, an agent finds you. But with my case, I had to find me an agent. So I got my first job at the age of 23. I was 23 years old going on 24. I got my first basketball job at the age of 23.
So it's, like, totally different from, like, what we're seeing in the NBA with the draft and all that stuff. It's totally different. Or is it kind of the same?
Different countries have different ways they go about it. Like, NBA, you can get traded. I know in the Canadian League, you can get traded. And France, though, it's no draft. You can't get traded. It's a long season, 10 months. There's different levels of in every country. There's different levels. So, like I said, it's different everywhere because the season isn't even the same in every country. I know when I was playing in South America in Lima, Peru, the season actually started in April. It started in April, and it went all the way until August, I believe. So basketball is really all year round.
Yeah. We got basketball going on that hill. Hopefully the Bulls make it. But, yeah.
No, D. Rose.
You said what?
I said Chicago, D. Rose. I'm a Miami Heat fan. I've been a Heat fan since 2006.
I wasn't a Heat fan, but LeBron left, so I go with wherever LeBron go, I go. So he left the Heat, so anymore. That was my thing.
I'm a Miami Heat fan. That's my squad, Dwayne Wade.
I'm not even like, I'm into sports. I'm into sports, but not kind of like that. I just sat and watched my first football game today, so that was a good football game, but I'm like, Once I get my son get older and stuff, I'll be more into football. I try to sit and watch it with him, but LeBron, like, I watched all the Heat games when LeBron was on there, but now I don't watch it. And then I don't even be watching him play that because I'm like, I'm not even into it. I'm like, okay, LeBron got two rings. Okay. I'm happy I got him to get his ring. Now he got his ring, so it's like I'm not even into it. I watch the Bulls, but I'm like, not really. Noah was my favorite player on the Bulls. I don't like D. Rose like that. I like him, but I just feel like they're wasting their money because this man gets injured every time he plays a game. I just don't understand. It's like, why y'all paying this man all this money? Not doing anything, but I guess, I don't know. I would never understand sports. I would never really I like it, it's good, but I know people that like, I love sports, so I'm like, I guess when my son get older, I'll be like more into it, I'll be able to sit, but I only can watch for like the second quarter and then I'm just like, after halftime, I'm going to watch the Super Bowl only for halftime. And then after that, I ain't going to watch football no more. And I'm like, oh. You know, but I like my husband, I know a lot of women and stuff that it's a sport like that. But sports is good. to know, but I'm not. I'm into sports about this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now you got to work on coming over here to play basketball. But,
yeah, that's the plan. If it was that easy, I would definitely be there right now. But that's definitely the plan, to get to the U.S. and play for an NBA team.
But that's good. Like, you was motivated and determined to, you know, find the agent, you know, to go over there. Because if you wouldn't have never did it, well, maybe somebody, you know, would have came. But, you know, you pushed it. So
mm-hmm.
you can get over there. So that's good, you know. That you have that motivation and that drive to do that. So some people, you know, once they don't get drafted or whatever to the NBA or the NFL or whatever, they feel, you know, like they can't do nothing else. So, you know, their dreams be really crushed. So, you know, still playing basketball, you still doing what you love, you still getting paid. So it's like, and you doing what you love. So that's the good part about it. You're still playing basketball. You got to go, you know, to friends. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I like to thank you so much for coming on the show, talk with me. I know it's like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, or whatever the half you go.
5 a.m.
So do you got practice? You got practice in the morning?
No, I actually don't. I rolled my ankle, so I'm like out at least for a week right now. So I'm just rehabbing and stuff like that right now.
Oh, well, I hope you get better. So you can be in them games, play some ball.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
But thank you so much for coming on the radio show, and I hope you know everything goes well when you come to Chicago. I'm gonna try to look up some connects or something to see if you know you could bring your tour here, because all these kids, of course, to Chicago, anybody, anywhere, need motivation or anything. But you got anything else like coming up or anything?
That was your book. Well, thanks for having me, first of all. And, yeah, like you said, my book, The Spirit of Perseverance, is on Amazon. You can get it from Amazon. And look out for my next book, 365 Ways Through 365 Days, coming out in April. And the Young Ambitious Tour, that's the name of the tour, YAT, Young Ambitious Tour, 2015. And we definitely will try to get up to Chicago if me and you can connect and try to make some things happen. But for right now, it's Toledo, Ohio, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Washington, D.C.
Okay. I'm going to be looking forward to, you know, your concert, or maybe after me and your tour, maybe after come out there or whatever. But thank you so much once again for coming on the show, for getting up and folks are ready to be on the show. So thank you.
All righty, I really appreciate you having me.
You're welcome. You have a good morning. I'm going to go to bed for the night.
And you have a good night.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Phyllis Burrell Jackson, calling from France. So I'd like to thank everyone once again for listening to us. Blog Talk Radio. I'm gonna go, y'all. Go eat. I cook. Wish y'all could be here to get the food. But I like to thank everyone watching on radio, and I hope everyone has a wonderful week. And we'll be coming back to you next Sunday, trying to, you know, we just taking it one day at a time. I don't care. You could. Who be anybody you want to. Do anything you want to. All you have to do is just believe in yourself. You believe in yourself, you will be totally, 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 totally sad. So thank you. Have a good night.
Ah! You hear that right there? That sound like, but that's 300,000, nigga. I'm triple OG in my hood. These hoes call me Big Daddy. Yo, bitch call me Big Daddy. Son, that bitch, I'm Big Daddy. When I hit the lot, I don't get the little bit. Nigga, I go and get the Big Daddy. Pick a bitch up in the Big Daddy. Big face water, that's a Big Daddy. Got your bitch calling me Big Daddy. When I pull up, all the hoes like Big Daddy. Nigga, I'm Big Daddy. Sit in the corner and some shit that look like I paid out a million for. Blowing the money, I heard that they asking right time what he really worth. Money niggas be really broke, I went the harder way. Nanny bitches gon' get to work. I tell her keep on them heels and that miniskirt. She Google my net worth, looking like what is his net worth. My shooters, they shoot at your head like the rim just to see if the net worth. I land in Miami, then fly out to Cali with some of my best work. You niggas so lame that my bitches won't fucking let you cut a check first. Yo, bitch, call me Big Daddy. Tell that bitch I'm Big Daddy. When I hit the lot, I don't get the little bit. Nigga, I go and get the Big Daddy. Pick a bitch up in the Big Daddy. Big face wallet, that's a Big Daddy. Got your bitch calling me Big Daddy. When I pull up, all the hoes like Big Daddy. Nigga, I'm Big Daddy.
Pulled up in something that looked like a million. Nigga put me up on. Ain't gotta sell it, but he say the pussy a drug that he reborn. At the moment I boil like Ginobili, you bitches get beat up on. You mad at me, go get mad at your nigga for I put my sneakers on. He taught me this wrist game, now it's just us at the Knicks game. I might have to take him on tour just to fucking Australia, Brisbane. Your time is ticking, you bitches will be around shorter than Vine did. Yo, watch your mouth while my niggas will shoot up the club like what Shine did.
Yo, bitch, call me Big Daddy. Tell that bitch I'm Big Daddy. When I hit the lot, I don't get the little bit. Nigga, I go and get the Big Daddy. Pick a bitch up in the Big Daddy. Big face wallet, that's a Big Daddy. Got your bitch calling me Big Daddy. When I pull up, all the hoes like Big Daddy. Nigga, I'm Big Daddy.
Bitches ain't stupid, you bitches ain't stupid. You bitches ain't stupid, it's you. My life, she tough, but that bitch keep on crying. Get this bitch a tissue. What it's worth when I took him, I could tell he would never miss you. I ain't even wanna diss you, but tell me, what is this bitch issue? Still on top, pretty, pretty bitch gang. Pussy, pussy, still tight. Pistol, pistol, still bang. Yo, nigga, call me Big Mama. Let him eat the pussy, then I dip on him.
Yo, bitch, call me Big Daddy. Tell that bitch I'm Big Daddy. When I hit the lot, I don't get the little bit. Nigga, I go and get the Big Daddy. Pick a bitch up in the Big Daddy. Big face, wallet, that's a Big Daddy. Got your bitch calling me Big Daddy. When